All right, I will reconvene the meeting from recess.
Okay, a motion on the floor to approve resolution 2023-002, the resolution authorizing the sale of general obligation and water revenue bond for the town of Coburn in principal amount not to exceed $2,035,000. It's previously authorized and provided for the form detailing payment of the bonds. That motion is subject to the final verification that these are to be exclusively for DEQ, and that should Virginia Department of Health need to be included in this thing, that this would be rescinded at that point and then re-presented to council for proper presentation. That's okay. A long motion.
All right. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. We have a motion and a second on the floor. Is there any discussion? All right. Ms. Sharp, if you'll do a roll call vote, please.
Carl Collins. Jeff Cousins.
Aye.
Dan
Tayman.
Aye.
Joe
Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye. All right. That passes unanimously. Thank you. And Mr. Williams, when you have an answer to that, will you just please let all of council know, please? All right. Next item, new business B, Invoice Cloud, which is the utilities online payment program and software.
This program will allow our customers several different options for them. One is paying online through this program. It also provides an app that can pay through the app. They can set up recurring payments if they wish. They just have several different avenues that they can fall. And on the third page of this two sheets here, kind of gives an overview of what options that can be accessible to our customers.
And at the last meeting, we asked you to verify that we weren't in contract with anybody else.
We are not.
In regards to
the only thing that system. Other ones I required was that year, and then once beyond that year, it's just use it as we need.
Okay. So we are not currently under contract with anyone.
No. This program here also offers electronic billing, which the town will be charged 20 cents per billing versus the postal that we will normally pay, and including the cost of the cars that gets billed out. So,
and that's pretty expensive. I had to sign a check for that the other day.
I wonder if Appalachia is satisfied with their type of building like this. They have that doxo.com.
Oh,
it's not good.
We have this Doxo is what they call it.
Doxo
is a service that provides customers to pay, but the problem there is they return their money in a check to us. So when they say expect 6 to 10 days, whatever it is, it's 10 days until we get them. A lot of our customers go through that, but they end up getting late fees or they get cut off because they didn't allow within that time frame. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a battle. So I wouldn't recommend it.
So my question is, with this, for example, it is 4:30. No, what time?
We close
at 4:30?
4:30.
It's 4 o'clock. If I don't pay my bill by 4:30 that day, I'm getting cut off. If I go online and I pay my bill at 4 o'clock that day, how long is it going to take that to show up on our end?
They said instantly.
Okay.
It goes through a certain amount of steps, and like the company we have now, somebody can go in there and do a bank check to pay it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it, and correct me if I'm wrong, I get it confused sometimes, Kathy, but it will hit their end, and their end will either approve the fund or whatever, but then it goes to us. And then once it goes to us, if we accept it on our end as payment, then we go put everything in, and then it bounces. So with this company here, they do all those checks before it's even notifies us of payment.
Okay, question. When I lived in Florida, a lot of the utility companies down there utilized online payment, which I think is very good. I think it's great for everybody concerned. However, with electronic payment, I know that all of the companies in Florida allowed for payments to post to the account on the day of, for instance, for this case, the 15th, up until 11:59:59 that night, and then you were not in arrears under that system. I understand that in the past we've had folks that's come to us that have put their payment into the box at 4:50, it's not been taken out until the next day. They really had no way of making that payment. If the electronic payment is available to them, I think by electronic payment, we need to change that from a 4:30 cutoff to an 11:59 or midnight cutoff.
If it's the electronic one.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll be good.
For the electronic, yes. Totally. But if they're using the Dropbox, there's
totally
no way for
situation.
Me to know.
Yeah. And they have the option of going back at that point in time and making the payment by electronic means,
right.
And they can be not be late. The 4:30, I understand. I mean, the box itself, 4:30 needs to be
there.
Cut off. But, I mean, you would have a time stamp online as to what time the payment was made. So I think that we need to extend the online to midnight.
And it works with Southern Software.
Yes.
On the electronic billing portion of this, again, utilizing this with different places that I have accounts, you have the option of either receiving electronic billing or you have the option of receiving a paper bill.
Mm-hmm.
And, I know that folks that are not living at computers all the time are very leery of computers and they like a paper copy. Will we still allow folks to opt out of electronic billing?
It looks like you have to opt into the electronic billing.
They have to go online and opt into this. Then they have the option to opt out.
Okay. So there's no requirement that they do this. Okay. Just want to make sure everybody knows that.
And then, so let's say I decide I'm going to do online. I'm not going to write y'all a check anymore. How much does it cost me when I do that?
What's the fee?
20 cents.
For me?
Well,
the customer. I know it's going to cost, the electronic billing is 20 cents versus the postcard and the mailing it, if I do electronic billing.
And there is a fee.
The credit card is
the same thing we do now, it's 3.whatever%. And then if you pay by check, I think there's a flat rate of...
You see this one, it's credit, debit, e-check, cash.
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw PayPal. Yeah. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, eCheck, and PayPal. And so they charge the individual user the fee for that part.
They do.
And then if they do the electronic billing, we, the town, pay the 20 cents.
For their bill.
For their bill?
Right.
If they opt into it.
Correct.
And then when they do that, we no longer give them paper.
Nope. And also, it creates a file of every water bill they have ever had, as long as you're with this program. So.
What is the, is this a contract, or is this we sign up, and if we don't like it, we can pull out, or?
It's a 3-year contract. Have you seen the contract? Have they given you any example?
They have.
One time, I think it was in one of the council. So.
I think you have provided that with us.
Yeah,
I just wasn't sure of the time frame of what it was. Any questions?
Yeah, one other thing. With this system, is the customers available to set up an auto pay? On bills on a monthly basis.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It is on here.
Did.
Yep.
Scheduled payments, auto pay, or one time payments.
And the auto pay would have a service fee per month, correct?
Yeah.
See, if they pay now, if you pay online, you're still, you are paying a fee. You're paying a fee now. If you pay online. So if we go with this, I think that we need to be sure that every individual that gets a water bill understands that if they utilize this to pay their bill, that they will be charged. All except for the electronic billing. If you sign up for electronic billing, then you can still just come down to the office and pay it.
Unless it's a...
Recurring. Yeah. But they would have to pay that part. Right. So if I wanted to do electronic billing, but I didn't want to pay electronically, and I wanted to pay in person, I could still do it that way. Right? You follow what I'm saying?
No, say it again.
So I get paperless billing. I get an email that says, you owe me. Joe writes a check, runs it down there, and gives it to the girls.
Okay. Yeah.
Fine. I'm not required to make my payment online.
Unless you have it set up for automatic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah.
That I can get my, I save us some money by doing electronic billing, but then I pay it
in person. Yes.
Yeah.
Like right now, I get an electronic bill. It's through an email.
From
the town? I don't get a paper bill.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So right now, I mean, there's that option right now. I can't pay the bill online, but I get it.
I did not know that we could do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
Do we get a monthly list from the company of those folks that receive an electronic billing?
I think we would know that.
Well, there's no. I mean, I can see where someone can have the argument that you didn't send me a bill. So if we have a verified method of knowing that bill actually went out, I think that would be good to have.
I would hope that they would provide.
Yeah,
I would
a list,
too.
But
just
I mean,
like
I don't,
remember they provide us though. With a list of who signed up for that.
Paperless billing.
Yeah.
Like right now, do you all have a list of who gets an email every month?
We can print a report.
Okay.
Okay. Because everybody knows if we go to the system, you're going to be bombarded with people asking questions. So the more we get out there to the public in advance, the better off everyone is.
I think that this is something that we need. I feel like we've needed something for a long time to allow our citizens to
access.
Pay online, or I know right now you can set up through your bank and auto pay, but that's not always the most convenient way to do things. So I think this would be a good benefit to our citizens.
So let's ask this question. So we say, yes, go ahead, do the contract, we're good for it, and then 3 months down the road we find that it's not
leeching.
It doesn't work for us.
How do
we still inside that contract?
For the first year now.
For a year? Because, you know, we had the problem with that one company once already.
The other company was taking over payroll and everything.
Yeah, I know.
And they just couldn't.
And I just, right. And we didn't get penalized or anything, basically. Just they held our money too long.
So,
but
what is the town's fee for the monthly fee?
For this?
Yeah, how much does the town pay?
$0.20 per paper was billed.
Correct.
E-checking is a $3 straight fee. Hmm. Credit cards is 3.5% minimum.
That's the person that you utilize in the service, though, correct?
Yes, right. I want to know what the town has to pay monthly for using the service.
Oh, town, okay. Remember, Kathy, I think it was $200 a month.
I do not.
And is that based on how many people we have using the system, or?
Yes.
I mean, so if one person signs up for it, we're going to pay $200, but if 5,000 people sign up for it, it's still $200.
I think any time you can move into the next century with getting away from paper billing and the paper everything, the better off we are. I think, I personally think this is something we need to totally dig into and totally explore and ultimately do. I do want our attorney, though, to have the ability to review the contract first, though.
That, and I don't want to be paying out more money than what I'm getting cost-effectively.
Well, originally, when we started this, they priced us for envelopes. And then we told them we actually sent out cards. And they cut it from 50 cents to 20, just because of the cards.
Sometimes, speaking of cost efficiency, sometimes the adding of services to your clients and customer base is something we need to do.
I understand, but I don't want it to be a drain if I'm not getting enough participation, per se, that it makes it cost effective for the girls working in the office that are having to deal with everything going on normally, and then the new fee of this.
See, even with this, we're hoping it would eliminate a lot of phone calls in the office, because if they're using their app, they can go on their app and see how much their bill is and everything's broken down.
I think we let our attorney look at the contract. If the contract's acceptable, bring it back to council for a vote.
I assume you have not. He's provided the contract before. Have you not already looked at it?
That is accurate. I do remember looking at it, but I have not looked at it in depth because I didn't know how serious we were considering.
I think we're serious.
Okay.
So if you can, maybe if you don't have a copy of it, have Jimmy send you.
And find out what the price is per year or per month that they charge us to use their.
Okay.
With that being said, I assume, Jimmy, that we would want this to be effective July 1st.
Yeah, that's what the company's
wanting to do. With the new fiscal year. So when do they need an answer?
Last month.
They're not going to get it.
In order for them to meet the July 1.
So we have a budget meeting on the
22nd. Not been in our favor is the fact that our workshop meeting had to be canceled last month due to lack of a quorum, or we could have discussed this and got our questions answered. So, I suppose that if you can get us the answers, our workshop for the 22nd is specific to the budget, but also I feel that we can call a special call meeting to have
a vote just on this.
I agree with that. Okay.
So with that being said, I'll go ahead and call the special call meeting for May the 22nd, 6:30. Okay, any other questions? All right.
What was that date?
May 22nd,
yep. All right, any other questions regarding the invoice cloud? So you know what, council, what information we need.
Yes.
All right. Next item is item C. Welcome to Coburn Sign, Jim and Jesse, Ralph the Second, and Danielle Quinn Jr.
You guys have been asking about having these names put back on the signs, which I've got those ordered as well. But I got noticing the one on the east end of 58 of town is deteriorating very bad. So I've included replacing that sign on this also.
Okay, so the top quote, 1992-60, what is that?
This is the single-sided, that's the nameplates for Jesse Ralph and Alcorn.
So that is just the nameplates? Is that just one set, or is that for all the sides?
Oh, that's two sets.
Would we not need three sets?
What's the other one?
We just have them, I think, on the main.
Yeah, we just had them on the four lanes.
On the four lane. Okay. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
On 58.
72. Yeah, we just had them on.
72's never had them.
Yeah, okay. We just had it on 58.
Make sure.
Then the 3393 is the
replace. 48.
Must, yes, the actual sign.
Which is on 58.
Correct.
Placement of the full sign.
Correct.
Not including the nameplates.
What are the reflective signs?
Oh, that's the ones that between me and her communicating and everything, she realized that they weren't ordered. So the no loitering signs.
Yes.
That's what that is.
Okay.
What about the signs for the avenues and the streets that we discussed prior? For instance, Grand Avenue does not have.
Look at a couple of different programs. They actually can do the sign for us too. Working with VDOT, of course, they said their signs belong to us. Speaking of signs, they've got the ones ordered for the
Drop
Corps and the other ones around that intersection of the bypass.
So who ended up ordering, the county or VDOT?
VDOT.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Jeff, what was your
name? No, just my question was, we discussed prior the street avenues signs, and right, streets that we're missing, particularly I know Grand Avenue is missing from Front Street. I think High is missing from Front Street. All of the
Trent, you know, yeah, more from Trent too. So.
Yeah, yeah. Are we in the process of getting those installed?
I'm in the process of ordering them, okay, to get them installed.
And the last, the installation of the name panels and new sign, what's that?
That's the fee they charge to bring it out here and install it.
So they actually install it?
Yes.
The signs?
Yes.
Okay. Do we have any other questions?
Did we do the other ones out of the ARPA funds?
Yes.
Okay. So I guess at this point we need a motion.
Yes, ma'am.
I make a motion to accept the bid for the Bristol sign for $7,145.11 to do the signs that are listed.
We have a motion and a second to accept the Bristol sign quote in the amount of $7,145.11.
Add to that from ARPA funds.
From using ARPA funds. Is there a second? Motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, next, item D is Ringley and Bondtown Parks. I asked for that to be put on the agenda. I did meet with Mr. Reno last month. He came down and viewed. We went to both parks. We went to Ringley Park and Bondtown Park. Then we had lunch at Crooked Road Barbecue. So I was able to provide him with an idea of what we would like to have at the park, and that they are working on their quote. Several of them were out of town. He actually sent me an email today stating that they were still working on it.
It's hard to get things done.
The issue, so the quote that he will be providing is for the enclosing, like putting up the black, I don't know what you call it, the bordering, okay, and putting in the ADA compliant wood chips. The design he has, of course, is the swings. I don't know if you all have noticed them, but they're resting. So he's going to send a quote for the purchase of a new swing, but relocating those to the back of the park. He said that was also like an ADA thing that should always be in the back. Replacing the missing pieces off of the rock wall and the steering wheel off of the car. Adding a piece of playground equipment.
To replace the one that's been taken out.
Installing the teeter-totter. The issue with the merry-go-round is that whoever we purchase that from is responsible for installing that. This company, due to the way it has to be done, insurance, all that, they cannot install that piece of equipment, which was purchased from someone else. Have you contacted them yet? Okay, so
I have. I talked to our representative, the person I ordered them from. He asked for some things. I sent him, like, the park where it's going to be, what we're looking at, and he's going to give me an estimate. He says the whole, it's a lot more involved than what the average person would think.
Yeah.
So he supposed to be sending me the quote on that.
The other guy said it could be anywhere from $12,000 to $15,000 just to install that piece of equipment. So the quote that
now with that quote too, are we going? Because he asked me this too. Because of war, it has to sit inset the ground.
Yes.
We're wanting him to do that portion also, right?
Yes, he would do it all.
His recommendation for that would be to make it ADA compliant is to be close to the track for his access.
And the last meeting I printed off what they had sent, what the other guy had sent me, but I forgot to bring it. It was just like an aerial view of the park with circles. They're actually working on a full dimensional design and quote to send back, but it was located toward the edge by the track.
Is that for them to install both pieces or just that merry-go-round?
Just the merry-go-round.
This would be just for that okay. Specifically has to be installed.
Yeah. I need to follow up with him then on that.
So,
they didn't have a problem putting in the teeter-totter?
No.
Okay.
So the quote that we will be receiving from them will include everything but the merry-go-round for Ringley Park.
Will this conclude this project?
It will be basically, unless we choose to add an additional phase at a later time. I also took him up to Ringley Park, or Bondtown Park, which of course we know is smaller, and I just asked him, basically, the first thing that needs is wood chips, the border, us redoing like the walking track. He did say that the equipment that we have there is in pretty good shape. It just needs a good power washing. So I asked him to send a quote of just the wood chips for that point right now. Hopefully, within the next couple of weeks, we'll have a quote. If for some strange reason that we have a quote before the 22nd meeting, I may just holler at you and ask you to put that on the agenda as well, so we can vote on that. As soon as he sends me the actual like drawing and all that, I will just forward that email to all of council, so you all will see kind of what we're talking about.
Do you know if he's talking about the mulch that's spongy?
Not the poured in place.
No.
The poured in place, I think, has to go around the merry-go-round. But
right, but the wood chips itself, the guy I was talking to, he was talking about, because I asked him about the rubberized mulch.
Yeah.
His recommendation is stay away from it.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what this guy said too. Yeah.
So
he said it would be, it would not be cost effective for us to go to that.
Same thing.
Yeah. So as soon as I know that information, I will forward that along. Do we have any questions? Okay, next up is MPLC, Motion Picture Licensing Corporation. Ms. Steele, I think you asked for this to be added.
I did. I've been in contact with this MPLC about showing movies, and we all know we have to have a license. And it is, but anyway. He'll send me a better one if we decided to go with it. He's asked me to talk to everybody and find out. And what's not on here is the cost of that per year is $1,029. I have I meant to print it out, but I can forward it to everybody, all of the production list of who the movies we can show. How many pages is it? It's a lot. And at the bottom of it right now, there's a few Disney movies that we cannot play. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory and The Wizard of Oz you cannot play. They said a lot of it has to do with other things coming out in theaters.
Right.
So that you can't show certain things. But Disney's on here, Pixar's on here. There's a lot. And like I said, there's 37 pages of people that we can do with theaters, movies. The only drawback with them, he said, is that we cannot, like, do it on stage because of people driving up and down the street. Even though I can't charge people to watch the movies, I can show them at the pool because of the layout of the pool where it sits down in there and you wouldn't be able to see it from the road. They looked at the pool on the Google Earth. Mm-hmm. We can show them in here, and we can show them in the Lay's building, and you just can never charge. And it covers all that. And I know that we've talked about doing movies and different things, and like at Christmas, you could do the Polar Express or something in here and have kids come and
drink
their hot chocolate and watch the Polar Express or whatever, and different things at different times of the year that we could do movies. And I know we've often talked about it, and there's no limit to how many. You can do them every day of the week if you want. I've talked about using the pool at the end of the night when we have the pool party ends at 9 o'clock, turn right around and set up the stuff and show a movie in the parking lot. Block it where people can't park into the parking lot, but you can bring your blankets and your stuff and not have anybody in the pool. And then I don't have to worry about kids swimming while we're watching movies, and it'd be outside. And I would like us to do that. I think it would be something good. But there is another company if I just wanted to. I haven't talked to them because it's per showing. If you just wanted to pick out a movie, you can get a license per showing. And those are expensive too. And it doesn't take long to add up to the $1,000.
Questions?
What's the term, time-wise?
What do you mean? It's a yearly contract.
What's the age of the product that is available?
Anything that's on that list that's made by those people, unless you get to the bottom of it, and it tells you which one you can't show.
I'm sad that we cannot use the stage because I feel like that is a good location. However, with us being able to use the pool area, Lay's here, I think that we would still get benefit from this.
What if we have a screen on this side near the creek and showing it toward the road where you can't
then,
see it?
Then that would work, as long as it's not where people driving by.
Any other questions?
Yes. The projection of the movie itself, the screens, are those included in this?
We would have to provide our own screens and our own machines.
Do we have a cost for that?
I have not gone any further than that, because right now I can throw up, like they did the last time, they just put up a sheet and we used a projector that we borrowed from the school.
That gives me heartburn. As everyone knows, I spent 50 years in that industry. And if you're going to do this, it needs to be a quality presentation. And just to throw up a screen, for instance, I saw some neighbors of mine that did an outdoor movie on Saturday night. And they had a screen that consisted of a sheet, and the illumination on the screen was not good. So, we need to do quality if we're going to do this.
I will say that the school last year, we purchased an inflatable screen. And it wasn't that expensive. So maybe we could look into purchasing a screen and projector for this particular purpose. I think that would be a benefit.
$179.95.
Four
and a half stars, Amazon. Blow up screen.
What about your projector?
I ain't got that far. I just picked up one piece.
And what's the size of that?
13 by 8.
If you're going to put that on stage, that's probably not visible.
Well, we can't put it on the stage.
If you were going to.
Put it on the stage because of the direction that it faces as those roads.
Can you work on Sharon getting us different sizes and quotes for that end projector? I'm sure one of the screen probably has suggested projectors that go with it.
I can.
Okay.
Before I went any further, I wanted to know if this would be something that was viable that we would be interested in. That's a pretty daggone big screen right there.
Yeah. I'm definitely interested in it. I think it would be a great thing for the community.
This one's $109. It's a 16-foot inflatable movie screen, outdoor projector screen with air blower storage back, and you can do it on the front or the back.
Okay.
It's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. Is everybody good with Sharon getting us quotes on projector and screen, and us revisiting this later?
Yeah.
I mean, do you think that we want to do this? Would you like to go forward with showing the movies?
Yes.
There has been a request for years for movies to be presented in this town. I've got no problem at all with that happening.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that we do it.
The MPLC company, you've got that info.
If council would like, I can reach out to people that I know still in the industry and get some recommendations on this particular thing.
Okay.
Sure. That'd be great.
MPLC is a motion picture licensing corporation.
Information.
Like what type of screen projector, that kind of stuff, Jeff?
Well, not particularly. I just want to know about the company itself as far as the projectors go and all that stuff. You know, the folks that I dealt with 16 years ago are all dead and gone.
Okay.
So, I mean, you're on your own.
So when I was looking at these, this was the best option that I found.
Right.
Like I said, there was the ones where we could pay for per showing, but they were like per showing, some of it was $400.
That's the correct amount.
Yeah. This was a really good deal.
Yes.
To cover me, and I will print out those 37 pages of what we can show. But I asked MGM, all of the big label people are all on that list.
I did notice on the list whenever you handed it over, most of the product that you were looking at, with a couple of exceptions, were dating back into the 60s, 70s, and even back as far as the 30s.
and all the way forward. So,
well, I didn't see anything earlier than I think there was one of 2000 or something on that list.
Any movie that was shown by that company?
I would think this would be movie specific because you're not going to get company specific. Trust me, you're not going to get company specific. There we go.
So like here at the end, titles and series. All time, certain titles may become temporarily unavailable.
Mm-hmm.
And so like ABBA, the movie, it's 1976. I can't watch it yet until after December 31st. Aquaman, a 2018 movie. I can watch it after January 31st.
Yeah. What I think's happened is this company has gone to the individual film companies and they've licensed the product.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that would have to be done that way. But like I said, I'll reach out through my sources and find out about this particular company and, you know, see if there's any concerns. Like I said, you know, if we do this and not have, you know, legal consequences from it, it's a good thing. If we're going to get legal consequences from it, it's not. And I do know for a fact that another town in this county was showing product that was not approved.
Right.
And my sources had reached out to the individual film companies, and that can be a hefty problem.
Like I said, it gives me the list of what we can't show for the year and tells you when they will be available to show. And when I talked to him on the phone, he said that most of those are movies that have to do with, like, Tinkerbell is getting ready to come out at the theater. So right now we can't show Tinkerbell, even though it's the older version.
What about Top Gun?
The new Top Gun movie? Maybe we can, if it's out on DVD.
Actually, DVD is a licensed deal.
Any other questions regarding this?
No, I'll just...
All right. We've already covered the F, the April water report. Next is G, Office of Drinking Water Lead and Copper Requirements.
Right now, this is an informational thing, but it is coming out with the Virginia Department of Health. As of October the 16th to 24th, we will have to be able to distinguish between what's in the ground, not only within what the town owns, but also the customers themselves, all the way up to their sink. This also entails to be able to them to go on a GIS portal or whatever and pinpoint where their water meter is. Funding-wise, it's not been, hasn't got that far into it. On these conferences I've been sitting on is these folks with, you know, 4 or 5 doctorates past their name, and getting information from them is interesting. And a lot of people ask a lot of questions, and right now they don't really have the answers. But this is expected to be done by that period. So I got with Land Group about a GIS system that they have, and they do have one, ARC something, ARC something. But they have suggested that if we want, they can have your guy that's over the program come down to my office and discuss on what we need and how we can implement it and teach whoever to operate this thing. And then we can go out, whether when Jeff's reading meters, tag the location, take that part of it done. But the biggest thing is, and they can't really tell you what to expect, but they do expect you to go to everybody's home and determine what type of lines in the garden.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Good luck with
legally.
That.
That's
the
number one question on every webinar.
But if you come to my yard, I don't have to let you in, and I don't have to let you in my house.
That's the question.
So I assume you'll just keep us updated on how these things go.
And said some things they might be able to do.
All right. Any other questions? All right, the next item is H, Memorial Day service. The VFW will be having a Memorial Day service at noon on Memorial Day, and that will be at Greenwood Cemetery. They asked if you could put that on the marquee, please.
Okay. That's on a Monday, right?
Yep.
Monday there.
Any questions regarding that? Okay.
What day is that on?
The Monday, the 29th. Yep. At noon. Greenwood Cemetery. Yep. Okay, the next item I asked to add is alumni baseball field renovations. And this is just for our information because we will be the ones that are getting asked questions. They will begin renovations at the baseball stadium at Eastside. Very extensive work due to the soil settling underneath the bleachers at the stadium. And they have a list here. Anyone interested in what they will be doing, I can forward you this email. Of course, that does belong to Wise County Schools. That's who's doing all the work. But the track up there, you know, is public. So he just wanted the citizens to be made aware that this was going to be going on. I did ask if that would interfere with access to the track, and I was told that it would not. So that, and there may be a day or two that they couldn't access it based on the type of work that they're doing up there for that day. But other than that, the track will still be accessible. But my understanding is they're tearing out bleachers, dugouts, everything.
I figured that was coming.
I'm so glad we're not footing the expenses.
Yes. Now I'm sure that our citizens would be very thankful that that was given to the school system. Anybody interested in that information, I'll be glad to send you that email with the information. Sure.
I'd like a copy also, please.
Okay. I will forward the email that I got from Mr. Crutchfield. Any other questions? All right, next item is Old Business A, update on fireworks. Jimmy?
They have been ordered. Also check with our insurance. I'm not sure if she's confused or I confused her, but basically we talked about contacting the Pyrotechnico, and as long as Pyrotechnico authorizes Cliff to sit there and oversee somebody else shooting it, they're okay with it.
Okay.
He's certified through them. And they said that's part of their training also, just to do that. So he's okay with it, and we're good with our insurance.
How much were they? How much?
I think about $2,000 or less than what y'all asked me to purchase with. I was surprised. It actually went down from last year.
Getting the same amount of show.
More boats are coming from China.
Yeah.
Well, the last ones we had went sideways, so I want to see what these are. Ain't kidding either. I think it's in my other notebook.
And then we need to be sure that our staging area is okayed again through the school system.
Right.
Yes.
Before that date arrives. And let everybody know down below what's going on.
Okay. Thank you for that update. Any other questions? Okay. There's no other old business. Do we have a reason to go into closed session tonight? Oh, all right.
Well, no.
Okay, so that brings us to council comments and concerns. Mr. Collins.
No comments.
Mr. Kaiser?
No comment.
Mr. Steele?
I was, but I've changed my mind.
Okay. Mrs. Steele?
My normal of thanking everybody that works behind the scenes, out in front of the public. I appreciate all of that work. And I think that we're just looking pretty good for this summer.
All right. I will just echo those comments. I'm tickled to death for some things that are starting to come together for our town. And I just thank all of our citizens for all that they do, all of our employees for all that they do. And with that being said, I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Any opposed? Okay, we are adjourned.